T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Your phone call is welcome at 869-1330. This is the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Call me, call me.
Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, sponsored by Wink Hartman and the Hartman Group of Companies. Of course, you can always listen to us by telling your smart speaker to play KNSS Radio. Make sure you like and follow the John Whitmer Show Facebook page and follow me on Twitter at John R. Whitmer to get all the latest updates on the show. You know, Dave, I don't know if you, they were just playing that promo for Hannity.
Right.
Did you happen to catch his interview that he did with Bruce Jenner the other day?
You know, I saw some clips on the news. I didn't see the whole thing, though. Wait a second. I'm sorry. Caitlyn Jenner.
Yeah, okay.
John, not
okay,
Bruce.
Okay, yeah, whatever.
Come on now.
Okay, yeah, okay. So he interviews Bruce. Okay, Caitlyn Jenner. I mean,
there
I don't care.
Go.
I don't care. Change your name. Is right. Still a guy, as far as I'm concerned. I mean, you can dress it up. You can, you know, have whatever surgeries you want to have, whatever parts you want removed. Doesn't change the biological fact. You're a guy, dude. But anyway, okay. So he has this interview with Caitlyn Jenner, and
right.
You know, she, whatever, running for governor of California as a Republican.
Yeah.
And I guess in California that works because. It's California.
Yep.
So, you know, I mean, they'll elect a potted plant out there. So the guy with the boot on his head, they'd elect him out in California.
He would be governor.
He could be governor. And you know what? He'd probably be, or Bruce, or Caitlyn, whatever, Jenner, would probably be an improvement over the wackadoodle they got in there now.
Right.
But still, it was just so bizarre to see this interview on Sean Hannity, and Hannity was serious. And don't get me wrong. I mean, if I had Caitlyn Jenner on this show, I'd ask serious questions, but I'd have to, first question would probably be, how can you call yourself a Republican? Because even his policy, her policy, whatever.
They.
Their policies. No, that's just, it's not a they. It's one person. It's singular.
Come on, I mean, John.
No.
You're not woke enough. Let's go.
No, I'm not going to use the whole, no, I'm not buying into the whole pronoun garbage.
All right, okay.
Yeah. I mean, no, his policies are what they are. I mean, he supports taxes. He supports, you know, it's just he's not a Republican. He's registered as a Republican, but I'm sorry, he's a lib. And I guess I don't understand why Hannity gave him so much time and credibility. Why would you give him a national platform?
Well, because of that. Because, you know, it's Caitlyn Jenner and she says she's a Republican. So, okay, I'm sorry. They. But, you know, Hannity knows that he's going to get a lot of viewers, a lot of eyes on this interview.
I guess. I just.
So what is the policy that Caitlyn Jenner has? I don't know where she stands on issues.
He stands. I mean, he you know, he's pushing stuff like, I mean, he's got the LGBTQ stuff.
Right.
Which is fine. I mean, it's California. But he supports, you know, the environmental stuff. He's all in on all the California environmental regulations.
Okay.
Which is killing their state, which is right. Why California just lost a congressperson is because people are leaving the state.
They are.
Because it's high taxed and high regulation.
Right.
And he wants to continue that. I mean, it's one of the questions that Hannity asked, and he said, oh, yeah, I support all that. I'm sitting here thinking, okay, so you're a Democrat. Run as a Democrat.
Right.
I just, you know, why is he, this is why the Republican Party needs to start kicking out people who aren't really Republicans.
That's very interesting. You know, maybe he thinks he can't win as a Democrat because there's so many Democratic candidates in California.
I guess. And, you know, here's the funny thing. It's because Bruce Jenner, Caitlyn Jenner,
yes,
is a quote unquote Republican, the left hates the campaign. They hate, I mean, the trans community has come out against him. They oppose him.
Wow.
The left, the LGBT community, GLSEN or GLAD or GLEE or whatever the heck they call themselves, you know, hippie doodahs.
Yeah.
They've all come out. They're opposing. You would think.
Really?
Oh, absolutely.
I didn't know that.
Well, apparently Jenner endorsed Trump at one point or was supportive.
That's
and,
right.
And was seen publicly wearing a Make America Great Again hat.
Right.
And so now they completely, they've disavowed. You would think it's much like the National Organization of Women never supports Republican women.
Yep.
I mean, they look how they eviscerated Amy Coney Barrett.
Mm-hmm.
They never stand behind Republican women. Well, here's the same situation where the trans community is not standing behind their man in this case, which, I mean, there you go.
And this is
their man.
And this is
stand by your man.
Thanks, Tammy Wynette. And here's someone who's probably the face of their movement, right?
Well, have you seen that face?
Yeah. Well, you know what I mean. I mean,
although it does look a lot like AOC. I do think there's some similarities there. But
terrible.
But I'm serious. It's amazing how the trans community has just completely abandoned him.
Right.
Just because he's running as a Republican. I imagine if he was running as a Democrat, they'd be all supportive because this would be the first,
yep,
you know, openly transgender,
mm-hmm,
governor in the nation's history. You'd think they'd be happy about this.
It'd be a different story, wouldn't it?
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, if he were coming out saying, I hate Donald Trump and Republicans are all bad and spewing that, they'd probably be all in on the Jenner train.
Yep, absolutely.
This is the typical left. It's they don't like Republicans and they don't like. So if you got an R behind your name, you're Satan. I don't know. This is.
Is the interview worth watching? Is it a good interview?
It was. I couldn't finish it. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I sat there through the whole thing and going, who is this guy? Why are we giving this guy? You know, and Hannity called him her.
Yeah.
And so the entire time I kept yelling, her, no, or him, right? Every time he'd say her, you know, he, I kept doing that,
okay,
you know, and it's like, no, yes, I don't know, you could watch it if you wanted to. It was,
all right.
Part of me just wanted to sit there and kind of, yeah, okay, whatever. Don't get me wrong, you want to be trans, but yeah. It is what it is.
It's a publicity thing, right? That's why he, maybe, or she, maybe that's why they're being, or, you know, sign up for as a Republican.
Go back to they.
I'm they, yeah.
I think you're better off sticking with they. We'll take a break. Stick around because after the top of the hour break, Dave Traubert from the Kansas Policy Institute will join us. He's going to respond to a recent Wichita Eagle editorial in which liberal Friends University professor Russell Arbin Fox attacked America. We'll be back right after this.